Well, Nanny Norris lived up in a cottage called Dunstan Cottage near Widdicombe. And lived with her husband. Her husband was called John Norris, but he was a school teacher locally. And he was a good school teacher because, in actual fact, he didn't ask much money from all his pupils. But poor Nanny, because of this, actually she had to work really hard. And she used to have to go across the moors to all the cottages on the moors. And it didn't matter whether it was drizzle or mist. It didn't matter whether it was ailing. It didn't matter what it was like, whether it was mizzling or whatever. And I used to go and I used to work at the wash tub all day. But she was a good-tempered old person. And she didn't mind if she was late coming back across the moors. But, of course, everyone was afraid of the piskies, the pixie folk who inhabited the moors. And every night when she left the cottages, they'd say to her, "Beware, look behind the furze bushes. You never know who's lurking there." Well, she said, "I'm not afraid of those piskies. I've lived on the moors for years and years and years, and I've never seen one anywhere." Well, one night she was later back than usual. And the sun had dimmed over the edge of the moor and the sheep had started to huddle together. And as she marched steadily over the moor, she started to hear faint noises, just rustlings. At first she just thought it was the birds on the moors, but then she started to wonder. And as she got closer and closer to Widdicombe, the whispering started to get stronger. The stars started to shine brightly in the sky. And yet she couldn't really believe that there were such things as piskies. Then all of a sudden, there was a loud hubbub of many, many voices, chattering, 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 louder and louder and louder in shrill, tiny voices. And then she looked ahead and she couldn't believe her senses. She saw an immense crowd of little people standing on one another's heads and forming a living pyramid, reaching to an immense height, piled up high, reaching towards the sky and chattering away. And she stopped. And she stopped and she couldn't believe that she'd seen the piskies because she knew how wicked they could be. But the piskies weren't there to do Nanny Norris any harm because they knew how hard she worked. They just wanted to let her know that they were there. And there is a moral to this story because Nanny Norris was a kind soul. But if she hadn't have been, then it would be sure that the piskies would have molested her and done her harm, because people who despise their power usually had fates worse than we can possibly imagine, just like the things that the goblins, those sometimes merry folk, would do in times of old.